Welcome to the Business Miracles Podcast. I'm Heather Dominick, founder of businessmiracles.com and author of the book Different, the Highly Sensitive Leadership Revolution, found at differentthebook.com. Since 2010, I've been training highly sensitive entrepreneurs and leaders from around the globe to work less while making more impact and income by doing things differently. I'm so glad you joined me. Listen in and get ready. Get ready for a shift in the way you view yourself, your work, your life. A business miracle. This is A Course in Business Miracles podcast, episode 210, Creating Business Miracles as an HSP Leader. In this week's episode, I begin with first defining what exactly a business miracle is, and then I share my own personal journey from burnout in 2009 to discovering I was a highly sensitive person, to then seeing the connection this had to my decades-long spiritual practice with the psychological curriculum titled A Course in Miracles. The deep insights I received through all this led to what is now the Highly Sensitive Leadership Training Program, where I mentor HSPs in business and leadership. You'll also hear two incredible stories from a couple of Business Miracles community members who have created profound business miracles of their own. Both of these stories contain powerful insights that demonstrate how business miracles are not only possible for you too, but are absolutely certain when you're willing to do the real work to shift your perception and do things differently. So let's dive in. We're here today for giving some topic, time, and focus to creating business miracles as an HSP. So if we're talking about creating business miracles as an HSP, that begs the definition of what exactly is a business miracle. And that definition begs the telling of the story of the start of business miracles, which you may or may not have heard. And if you have heard, super valuable to return to, re-return to regardless. So back in 2009, I was in business for 6 years at that point, self-employed full-time for 5 years at that point, and absolutely just dug into burnout, being massively overwhelmed, massively overexhausted, massively overworked, had no idea that I was a highly sensitive person, and really plunging into a dark night of the soul and really questioning everything that I was doing in business. I was questioning being in business and just really caught in the rumination of like, if this is what it means to be self-employed, like, I just don't know if I'm cut out for this. And if I'm not cut out for this, then what am I cut out for? And that led me to learn what it meant to be a highly sensitive person. And as I learned more and more about what it meant to be a highly sensitive person through my work with Dr. Elaine Aron, I started making the connection between being an HSP and my spiritual practice with the psychological and spiritual curriculum of A Course in Miracles. And A Course in Miracles defines a miracle as a shift in perception. A shift in perception. As I learned more and more about what it meant to be an HSP, I started making the dot connect. Oh, if I'm meant to be successful as an HSP in business, then I need a shift in perception. Because the way that I've been going about this, through all of the trainings that I attended, coaching I had engaged in, programs I had enrolled in, we're all really designed for someone who's not highly sensitive. So I thought, well, what would it look like to have a shift in perception about A, what it means to be in business, B, what it means to be a highly sensitive person, and C, what it means to be a highly sensitive person in business. And so I started looking at everything differently, really engaging in that core practice of shifting my perception about marketing, my perception about selling, my perception about how I was operating in my business. And as I really started to dig deep and make these changes, I kind of had this realization where I was like, oh, this is a business miracle. And this is what's needed for us as HSPs to be able to succeed as someone who is self-employed and as someone who is committed to being a leader and sharing the unique perspective that we have as HSPs in service and support to others and their growth and their well-being. So I thought, with kind of this marker of what it means to be a business miracle or creating business miracles as an HSP, and to actually hear from Business Miracles members who are doing exactly what I just described in real time. So I asked a couple of members if they would be willing to share, and they said yes. So I'd first like to invite forward Lais, who is in the HSL Plus program. Lais, welcome. Thank you so much for being willing to share a little bit about your real-time experience and the ways that you personally have been creating some business miracles for yourself. So I'm just going to hand it over to you to jump in and share.
Thank you. So I'm celebrating that I spoke to my business clients after doing my energy management, and we've agreed on the next steps in terms of charging for my services. Yeah, we are keeping the pricing we had already agreed on, and also moving forward with organizing a workshop day to all the employees. So I'm very excited to have my first paying client, and really, really thankful for the program and all that it has supported me into reaching this. This step in my life. I'm very, very grateful.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. And what I hear and feel is of such value for all of us when it comes to this idea of creating business miracles as an HSP is I remember a moment in your highly sensitive leadership training program where there was some doubt if you would actually be able to do this. Do you remember that?
Definitely.
Yes. So would you be willing, Lais, to speak just a little bit more to what helped you shift out of that doubt and into this place where you have now enrolled your first paying large business client that's including the potential for a workshop? I mean, that's a shift. So anything that you'd be able to share about what helped you create that shift?
I think that so many parts of the program have helped me with being in this reaching the state where I am right now, which is just the beginning. But I would say that staying the process has been a very important part. I think that building up the resilience of like, okay, I'm falling off the horse, but it's fine. And I'll just come, I'll return to the program and keep up with staying in the process, even when I end up failing, this has been very, very important for me. But all the other pieces, such as energy management, staying like the visibility part of like showing up in the forum, being imperfect and allowing myself to be imperfect, this has been a key for me to be able to, to reach this next level. And I'm feeling very grateful for what's happening and what's to come as well.
Amazing. There's so many golden nuggets that you just shared that I really want to just take a moment to highlight. So first and foremost is the acknowledgement of this being a process and being willing to stay with the process. Because we can say it, but it's so easy to forget. And especially even when we're looking at a phrase such as business miracles, it can be so easy to get caught in this fantastical idea that a business miracle or a miracle means magic, as in there should be no effort and it should just happen automatically. When that process and being willing to stay with the process, especially in regards to some of the other golden nuggets that you shared, when that process includes the safe space to practice being visible and vulnerable and imperfect, not perfect. And you use the word fail. I'm just going to strike that out as if I'm typing, and I'm going to replace it with falling off, which then leads to the other golden nugget that you spoke to, which is re-returning, all part of the process. And then the final golden nugget that I heard you speak to, which is resilience, which really is the ultimate definition for everything that I just recapped. Staying with the process, being willing to be visible and vulnerable in safe space, being willing to be imperfect, not perfect, all as muscle building of resilience. And I so appreciate that you spoke to that word, because it's literally something I was thinking about this morning, and how now more than ever within our global shifting culture and changing times, that the ultimate skill that is needed as an HSP in business and leadership is the skill of resilience. To stay the course, to be able to intuitively pivot, make shifts and changes based on our strengths rather than shadows. That's how we will transcend these times. And that's how you create business miracles, like signing on your first big business client and doing a workshop. And at one point, you doubted that it was possible. Amazing. Thank you, Lais. Thank you. One more business miracle share for today. Shift in perception. Ilona, a long-standing member of the Business Miracles community and one of the most dedicated to self-growth and continuous evolution HSPs that I have come to know. Ilona, welcome.
Oh, thank you. I'm happy to be here today to celebrate.
Dive in and share, my dear.
I'm celebrating seeing the actualization of my unlearned statement starting to transform. Mm-hmm. And my unlearned statement this year was to unlearn unnecessary soothing when triggered by old energy signatures that's familiar to my body. And so the first thing I want to point out is that I recognize that a lot of the soothing that I was doing was unnecessary. So that's how the statement came about. And I was just used to operating a certain way. It became a habit at some point to just shut down when I feel uncomfortable. When I would go to do things that would move my business forward, build those muscles. And when I would feel the, I would call it kickback. When I would feel the little kickback from the energy within saying threat, 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 you're not safe, you're not safe, I would shut down. So that was something I taught myself to do years ago. So it just became a habit to shut down. So many times when we're doing a follow through or an assignment and you see, I feel yourself getting uncomfortable, I was just used to shutting down. And I realized that the soothing that I would get up to do in place of just being there, nurturing myself, walking myself through, that it would make all the difference in the world. And one other thing I want to say about this is that what I've learned through the support of the one-on-one coach and the community is that it doesn't take a whole lot to shift out of that old energy and get a burst or a wind of inspiration to follow through with what you committed to. Sometimes it's just a matter, I'm just going to sit here and not move, or I'm just going to go ahead and click and go to the forum. That was enough to just, it's amazing how in one moment you're feeling all of this, you're not safe, threat, threat, threat. And the moment you make the choice to not move and then take the action to do something different, that stuff is like somebody chases it away and it just runs. And so now I'm feeling so much more comfortable in my body, which was something I worked with, to feel more comfortable in the body as I'm doing an uncomfortable task of reaching out to strangers, reaching out to people and just having a conversation. So it's just a world of difference. And I'm seeing that unlearned statement come into reality now. Yeah.
Amazing. Ilona, you're making me emotional.
Oh, me too.
I'm emotional because I hear you speaking to and expanding upon what Lai started speaking to regarding resilience. And I hear you speaking so eloquently to exactly what is needed as part of the process that Lais was speaking to. And that as highly sensitives, we can so easily talk ourselves into not being supported and not taking action, all as a way to try to keep ourselves safe. And what I have really come to learn through my own experience and my years of mentoring other HSPs is that it is literally the exact opposite. It is literally what you just described that does make the change by being willing to be supported and to be in action as a way of healing, not waiting within this fantastical idea that there will someday be a moment when we'll be healed enough to then be able to be in action. And you just so beautifully named it, is that it doesn't take much. But the impact of being willing to take the smallest action, to receive support, to go to the forum, to come to the weekly training roundtable, is what then affords the opportunity to change that unhelpful pattern that we've all developed as HSPs, in all the ways it looks different for each of us, but the ways that it is the same, all as an attempt to keep one's self protected and safe. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Yes.
That is a business miracle. Amazing.
Thank you for being a part of this Business Miracles podcast episode and for beginning to dip your toe into the journey of highly sensitive leadership training. If you are ready to truly use your sensitivities as strengths in all parts of your work and life, I invite you to connect for a one-on-one chat. You will experience being deeply listened to, and together we'll get a sense of whether the highly sensitive leadership training programs are the best next step for you and your highly sensitive journey at this time. Just go to www.claritycall.com to schedule a conversation. We so look forward to connecting with you. Talk to you soon.